Salem?
Yes'm?
Does this sweater make me look fat?
A little.
I don't get it. Zelda's clothes usually fit me fine.
Hilda, coffee's ready. Aha! Caught you.
Well, I'm kind of hard to miss today. What's with this sweater?
I put a spell on my clothes so you wouldn't borrow them without asking me.
A booby trap. You are so sneaky.
You know, it makes your legs look really thin.
It rubbed off?
Yes, I put a time release on it. You'll be that way for an hour.
You never did learn to share.
Well, I'd be happy to if you just learned to ask.
What are they arguing about?
Like I listen.
Cute sweater.
It's Zelda's. You might want to ask her before you put it
I'm
on.
I'm sure she wouldn't mind.
Look, it fits perfectly. What's happened? Oh, no, she got you, too. The sweater's hexed.
Why can't I just live in a normal house? Why can't a sweater just be a sweater?
Poor Sabrina.
Zelda, could you give me a hand here?
Of course.
Aw.
Grease is a word, not the word.
Are you kidding? I'd love to meet the Violent Femmes. When? Where?
Well, they'll be signing CDs at Music City in Boston tonight at midnight.
Midnight? That's perfect. I have no conflicting plans. But I still have to ask my aunts.
Just tell them what I told my parents. It's an astrology field trip.
Don't you mean astronomy?
Wow, they're paying even less attention than I thought.
This will be so much fun. You, me, and the Violent Femmes.
You're going to see the Violent Femmes?
Yeah.
You have to let me come with you. I will do anything to meet Gordon Gano. You know I hate this word, but please, the more the merrier.
All right, you can come.
Thanks. This is so great. I love the Violent Femmes.
You're going to see the Violent Femmes? Can I come too?
No. Geez, Gordy, you can't just invite yourself along.
I thought you just said the more the merrier.
Twist my words, why don't you?
Look, it's my car, and I say any Femmes fan is welcome. So, Gordy, you're in.
Cool.
Shotgun!
Boston, midnight, rock band. It sounds kind of dangerous.
Oh, but it's not. It's totally safe. What's the name of the band again?
The Violent Femmes.
Which is completely ironic, because there aren't even any Femmes in the band, let alone violent ones.
Look, maybe if you had some adult supervision, Hilda and I could go along.
That'd be the most embarrassing thing ever. I can't show up with old people.
Now, don't try sweet-talking us.
You know what I mean. Come on. Don't you trust me?
We do, but there are lots of sickos out there that we don't.
And there's always peer pressure, which can cloud your judgment.
So, in other words, you trust me, but you don't trust me.
I'm glad our position is clear.
You have to let me go.
Not without adult supervision.
Then I can't go. You guys ruin everything.
We ruin it because we care.
So hard.
I wish there was some sort of compromise.
There must be some way to make us all happy. She could... No. Or we could... No. Or what if...
This stinks. If it was up to them, I'd stay in my room and never have fun.
I'm a house pet. It's hard for me to sympathize. Hey, have you checked out the dust bunnies under your bed? They're fun.
Sabrina.
What?
There's someone here to see you.
Who?
Open the door.
Surprise!
Do I know you?
Don't you recognize us?
I'll give you a hint. That was it.
Oh, my God. What are you guys up to?
We know you objected to adult supervision, but how do you feel about teenage supervision?
You'd go with me to the Violent Femmes?
Yes. Your friends will never know, and you won't have to be embarrassed.
Just incredibly weirded out.
Ow! This body pinches.
Don't slouch. So, what do you think?
I don't know. I mean, for one thing, your voices do not sound like normal teenagers.
We can change that.
Is this better?
And how about me? Oops, wrong direction.
There we go. Not bad. Maybe this could work.
Far out!
Swell. The word is cool.
Cool.
That is so creepy.
What are you doing? Harvey will be here any minute.
Was just making us some snacks.
Hey! I can take
anything to wear.
Why not? Here, try this.
Hey!
Don't I look cool?
Next.
My midriff is showing.
You're 16, it's okay.
I am not leaving this house dressed like a hussy.
You are, you're not going.
It's Harvey, let's go.
Now remember, you're my extremely shy cousin, Tilda and Zelda.
Wait, no one would name their kids that, okay? You're Hillary and you're Zellery.
Zellery?
Yeah, your parents were hippies. Go!
I hate the TV.
It's very uncomfortable in here.
Yes, but we're teenagers. We don't care.
Can you turn the music down? It's a little hard to take.
It's the Violent Femmes.
Oh, I love them. Turn it up.
Hands back on the wheel. 10 and 2.
Jeez. Someone took driver's ed a little too seriously.
She's right, you know. I'm always saying that to people, but they just don't listen.
Fools. Gordon Gano.
What are you doing?
Reminding myself why I'm in this clown car. Gordon Gano.
Just think, the Violent Femmes are breathing the same air.
Cool.
Cool.
Cool? It's downright cold. And where are the guys? Shouldn't I park the car by now? And why isn't this bakery open?
Stop complaining.
This is what we drove here for.
How smart. Libby brought a book.
The Magic Within? Now what's that about?
I'm going to cast a spell on Gordon Gano.
A spell? Like witchcraft?
Oh, please, that's just twaddle. This is a self-help book. It teaches you how to summon your feminine powers. That's the Magic Within.
Hence the title.
And if it works, when I meet Gordon Gano, he won't be able to resist me.
What do you mean?
Well, you'll have to shell out the $12.95 for the details. But I learned how to do this thing with my eyes that will bring any man under my spell.
Does it go something like this?
No. And I'm not going to waste my powers by showing you. In fact, I'm supposed to start conserving my energy now.
Hey, there they are!
Who? I can't see.
It's Harvey and Gordy.
Man, this line is really long.
Wow, Libby, you look cool.
Thanks. Wait, did Gordy say that? He knows nothing about cool.
Oh, that is so cute. I wish I brought my camera.
What are you doing?
I thought you might be cold.
Actually, I'm warm. In fact, I'm even feeling a little flushed.
I'm cold. Perhaps because I'm barely dressed.
Oh, would you like my scarf?
Thank you, Gordy. How kind.
Zellery, can I speak to you a moment? What are you thinking? You just took Gordy's scarf.
So? I'll give it back.
No, that means he likes you. And by accepting it, it means you like him. It's the teenage code.
It's just a scarf. You are so naive.
We're moving. We stopped.
I don't believe it. How long is this going to take?
And frankly, I think it's time for Alan Greenspan to step down.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Well, that was a fun conversation. Now can we talk about anything else? Music, cars, food?
That reminds me. Anyone want snacks?
Yeah.
I brought carrot sticks and hard-boiled eggs.
My favorite.
Who taught her what a snack was?
My legs hurt. We should have brought chairs. You know, to sit on.
We know what chairs are.
I'm cold. I want to go back to the car.
Great idea.
I'll walk you. Harvey, toss me your keys.
Here you go.
Hey, bad throw.
Let's go. I can't take the waiting any longer. I'm going to see what the holdup is.
Boston really seems to have blown your cousins' minds.
Yeah, they're not as grown up as they think they are.
Well, at least we're alone now.
Except for the little match girl.
It was very sweet of you to see me back to the car. I'll make sure to lock the doors when you go back.
I'm not going back.
But you'll miss the Violent Femmes.
I'd rather be with you. I want to know everything. Let's start with how you got such an unusual name. Zellery.
It's not that unusual.
I think it's tantalizing and very poetic.
It rhymes with celery.
You are just delightful.
Excuse me. Hi. I have a question.
Gas station at the corner.
No. My friends and I have been waiting for a very long time. I'm feeling a tickle in my throat. So I was wondering if we could pop in, say hello to the band, and go home to bed.
You mean let you cut in line?
I think Andrew Jackson can explain it better than I can.
Hey, I don't let anyone cut, especially not for a 20.
But I'm sick of waiting.
Then you have two choices. Continue to wait or go home.
But I...
Or keep pushing me and you won't get in at all. Now get back in the line.
I don't like your tone. I want your badge number. Move your hand.
I said get back in line, Missy.
Missy? Who are you calling Missy?
I'm glad you got called.
Me too.
Sabrina, all warm. We need to talk.
Gordy just asked me to go steady.
I knew it. What did you say?
I'm thinking about it.
What? I forbid you to date Gordy.
I mean, I'm thinking about how to say no. I don't want to hurt his feelings.
I warned you about wearing a scarf, but would you listen? No.
Maybe you could talk to him for me?
You got yourself into this mess. You get yourself out. How else are you going to learn?
But I'm fair.
And don't pout, Aunt Zelda. Your face is going to freeze like that. Now, go let him down gently.
What's going on?
Oh, my cousin's got a little problem.
Hey, get back here.
Sabrina, help.
Isn't that your other cousin?
Hey. Yeah.
Just think about it. I've got all night.
Excuse me. Hi.
Gas station on the corner.
No, you have my cousin in your car, and I was just wondering, is she in big trouble?
She stole my badge. I want it back.
If I could just talk to her, I'm sure I could straighten things out.
Fine. You talk to her, because I don't want to.
So, would you like to tell me what happened?
No.
I can't help you if you don't tell me.
I didn't do anything.
What's in your hand? You know, if you give the badge back, he'll let you go.
I don't want to.
Aunt Hilda, give the badge back.
Sir, here's your badge.
Okay, bye.
Don't you have something else to say?
I'm sorry.
Like you mean it?
I'm sorry.
That's better. Now go ahead. Get back in line.
I'm glad that's over.
We'll talk about this more at home.
Gordy?
Don't. The pain is still too fresh. Did they call Hillary's parents?
No. I think I'm cold again.
How are you doing?
Terrible. These hormones are driving me nuts.
I know. Forgot how emotional life is when you're a teenager.
No kidding. Once was enough.
The line's moving.
Are we getting close?
Real close. Watch out, manhole! Just kidding.
All right, we're next.
Finally. This is gonna make up for everything.
Hi. On behalf of the Violent Femmes, I want to thank you all for waiting.
Are we going in?
Unfortunately, the store is now closed.
What?
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 Oh, boy. Can I talk to you a moment? Look, I'm sorry about the timing. You have to let us in. I mean, talk about Violent Femmes. If they don't meet the band, there will be four extremely violent femmes. And I'm the one who has to drive them all back to Westbridge along with one lovesick dude. Do not make me do that. You know what I'm saying? You've been there, right?
Hartford, Led Zeppelin, 1973. Go on.
Thank you. Really, thank you.
Do you see him?
Yes! Oh, there they are!
I thought they said the last group was the last group.
No, I guess the last group was the second to last group. Now this group is the last group.
Oh.
Thanks for coming.
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 Put me in front of Gordon Gano.
You are in front of Gordon Gano.
Oh, let me summon my magic within. Gordon?
Thanks for coming.
Aren't you going to look at me?
Do you have a question?
Yes. Which do you prefer, stuffing or potatoes?
Huh? Is something wrong with your eyes?
Should we help her out?
A half hour infatuation spell ought to work.
Wow! You're fantastic. I must know your name.
Libby Chesler.
Can I play a song for you, Libby Chesler?
If you like.
Guys, let's do Please Do Not Go.
But I have a cramp in my hand.
And we don't have our instruments.
We'll use these. Come on, it's for Libby. One, two, three, four. Tell your mom I'm stuck in this lovely girl. Cause to me, she mean all the world. But then she like another guy. I fall down dead, she never see the tears. I cry, said, please, please, please do not. I wrote that for you even before I knew you existed.
I thought so.
Happy? The car is outside.
We've got to go.
This can't be it. I just met you. Hey, why don't you come hang with us at the Hotel Courtesy Suite? Would you? Would you?
Sure. That sounds like fun.
Great. We're at the Copley Plaza. Bring any friends you'd like. She said yes.
It worked. It totally worked. I unleashed my magic within.
And now we get to go party with the Violent Femmes.
Not so fast. Gordon said I could bring anyone I wanted, and I'm cool with you and the boys, but I'm afraid that doesn't include the Olsen twins.
What? But they came with us. We can't ditch them.
They're no fun. All they did was whine, complain, and talk about the Federal Reserve Board. Frankly, they're an embarrassment.
You owe them more than you think.
I owe them nothing.
You ate an egg!
You are on the verge of cool here. Don't blow it. Now, are you gonna dump them or not?
No. Hillary and Zellery aren't just my relatives. They're my friends, and if they don't go, I don't go.
Come on, Harvey. Gordy.
If Sabrina's not going, I'm not going.
And if Harvey's not going, I'm not going.
Fine. More classic 80s rockers for me. I'll take a cab and go alone. See ya.
We can't let her go alone. It's not safe. Someone has to go with her.
Not Harvey. He's our ride.
I've got it.
Gordy, could you do me a favor?
Anything.
You could sit closer.
Not tonight.
Sabrina, can we talk?
Now's not really a good time. Maybe next week.
I feel awful.
She was right.
We do ruin everything.
We've got to make it up to her somehow.
I know. We could... No. Well, or what if... Wait. First, I've got to get out of this body.
Me too. After you.
Much better.
My turn.
Oh, I'll say. Can we come in?
I suppose. Oh, good, you're back to what passes for normal.
Look, we're really sorry we embarrassed you.
And we feel we owe you some fun. So, ta-da!
I get to clean the house?
No, you get to fly.
On a vacuum?
Yes.
See, old-time witches use broomsticks, but vacuums are much faster and more efficient.
You're gonna let me fly? I don't believe this.
It's true. You proved tonight that you can handle the responsibility.
And we were very impressed by the way you refused to buckle to peer pressure.
And most importantly, you called us your friends.
Stop. You're embarrassing me.
Is the bag inflated?
Check.
Are you set for low shag?
Check.
Then you're all ready for liftoff. Now keep your hands at 12 and 6. Don't flood it.
I won't.
She's up.
I'm up. This is great.
Wait, you forgot to tell me how to land.
Just use the magic within.
I'm flying and cleaning the air at the same time.
can't go buzz the Copley Plaza.
Party, not watch stupid cartoons.
Shh, I missed what Ren said. He's going to the Muddy Mud Skipper show. I've seen this one 3 times.
Yeah, it really holds up, doesn't it?
I can't believe this is what you guys do for fun. Don't you want to play more songs for me, Gordon?
Not really.
Are you sure?
Maybe you should have your eyes checked.
My reserves must be depleted. Come on, Gordy, let's go home.
Well, in a second, this is my favorite part.
Mine too. Gordy, you're the coolest.
Unbelievable. Maybe I do need to get my eyes checked.
I can see my house from here.
I need to find me a way to...
Hey.
Hello, Sabrina. How was school?
Fine.
How's Harvey?
He's got a bit of a cold.
And Libby?
Unfortunately, she's great. She won't stop talking about the violent femmes.
So everyone's fine. Everyone.
You know, you can ask about Gordy if you want.
Well, did he say anything about me? I mean Zellery.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, he did.
Really? What?
Let me make sure I get every word exactly right. He said, "Tell her I want my scarf back."